Alarm bells are ringing over the increasing number of Australians being sucked in by funeral insurance advertising. 11 organisations, including community and seniors groups, have banded together and come up with a 13-point strategy aimed at stopping Australians from being exploited. The strategy advises people that they should be paying fixed premiums for the duration of the policy, as well as getting an estimate of the total costs of the policy. Nick Pedley reports. Sometimes in our
lives, we all have pain. A lifetime lived creates many special memories.
But the memories aren't so special if you get sucked in by the advertisement such as this one that spruiks funeral insurance on daytime television.
And with our help, you can be remembered for all the right reasons when the day comes.
The Chief Executive of the Consumer Action Law Centre, Gerard Brody, says these ads have had a devastating effect on many vulnerable Australians.
There is widespread concern, and I think that anyone out there who has seen commercial television or radio will think that often these sort of products are being advertised like they're hamburgers or something, rather than the complex financial products that they are.
We'll be there to help cover the cost of your funeral with a quick payout to your family. You can choose the benefit amount you'd like them to receive.
Our legal practice and many other community services have been hearing from consumers who have purchased funeral insurance products after it being advertised heavily on television or through other direct selling methods, realising that these sort of policies aren't what they necessarily thought they were going to be, that they're not necessarily suitable for their needs, and that they can be very expensive. And so we decided to join with a coalition of 11 other consumer and older Australian advocacy agencies to release a consumer strategy to end the funeral insurance rip-off.
This coalition includes Choice, Financial Counselling Australia and National Seniors Australia. The Chief Executive of the Council on the Ageing, Ian Yates, says the coalition has put together a 13-point strategy for consumers and regulators.
We're saying that premiums should be fixed for the life of the policy rather than increasing when you age, that there should be full disclosure of the estimated total costs of a policy at various ages, extend the period that you can be in arrears without losing everything when people find themselves in financial difficulty, particularly keen in our case to encourage the introduction of capped insurance products so that people are not paying many times more what the funeral actually costs.
Consumers are being advised to consider prepaid funeral plans or investing in funeral bonds. PM has contacted the Financial Services Council, Real Insurance and APIA for comment.
Nick Pedley.